been quite a week on Capitol Hill, starting with Republicans backtracking on their vote to rein in the Office of Congressional Ethics, then dueling press conferences yesterday with President Obama and Vice President-elect Mike Pence talking about the future of the Affordable Care Act. Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen represents Oklahoma's 2nd District. More than 130,000 Oklahomans buy their health insurance through Obamacare, and more than 85% of those people receive subsidies to help pay for it. Congressman Mullen wants a swift repeal of Obamacare, and he joins us now via Skype. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
It's great to have you. First of all, let's start off with where the week started off in Congress. I'm just curious, on Monday, when congressional Republicans held that closed-door meeting and discussed and voted on making significant changes to the Congressional Ethics Office, how did you vote?
Well, first of all, it wasn't necessarily closed door. It was our conference. It was just a regular conference rules meeting that we have on a regular basis. But the start of every conference, we have to vote on the rules that's going to control the House. And since 2008, roughly, they've investigated over 160 cases. They referred 65 to House Ethics, and only 6 has been picked up. A few actually ended up in prison, such as Jesse Jackson Jr. The problem is we're spending $1.4 million with OCE, and the argument is, are they needed? We're trying to find a more effective way to run government, and right now I don't know if OCE is needed, so I voted to get rid of them. However, I do believe that ethics is obviously something that we all should be held to a higher standard. We're elected officials.
Well, if I understand correctly, you are actually one of 6 lawmakers who are currently under investigation by the Office of Congressional Ethics for
yes.
For the investigation is about private income while in Congress and making commercials endorsing your family's plumbing business. That's still currently under investigation?
Well, it's my company, my wife mm-hmm. and I's company, that we've had since I was the age of 20. And the question is, are we still allowed to be citizen legislators? Define citizen legislator, and if I don't fit that bill, if a plumber, if a contractor, if someone has been self-employed for 15 years before I got up here, somehow can no longer be involved in my company, something's inherently wrong with the term citizen legislator at that point.
Well, let's turn now, Congressman, to health care, because, of course, also on the Hill this week, we heard a lot from both members of Congress and President Obama and Vice President-elect Mike Pence on the future of the Affordable Care Act. Now, I'm seeing that some 130,000 Oklahomans have received or purchased health care, individual health plans through the Affordable Care Act. If the ACA is indeed repealed, what do you have to say to those 130,000 Oklahomans who could stand to lose their health insurance?
Well, we're bringing back the opportunity for the private companies to be involved. Right now, because of the Affordable Care Act, it's ran insurance companies out of business. Right now, there's only one company that's left that they can get insurance through with the Affordable Care Act, and that's Blue Cross Blue Shields. This year alone, Blue Cross Blue Shields has had a 76% increase. That's just this year. What we're going to say to those individuals is that over 135,000 is that we're going to bring down the cost of health care, bring in the entrepreneurs again, the private companies, get government out of the way and allow our health care system to work like it should.
If I could just jump in here, because we were looking at the health care marketplace in Oklahoma. And yes, right now it's just Blue Cross Blue Shield that's offering plans through the Affordable Care Act. But they had 95% of the market anyway. And as for those 76% average rate increase, that was definitely by far the highest in the country for 2017. But when you factor in the tax credits that come along with the ACA, you know, we were looking at, for example, the second lowest cost silver plan. Looks like after the tax credit, basically folks eligible for it are not seeing any increase in their premiums.
Yes, there's such thing as tax credits, but there's still nothing for free. There's still a huge amount of increase. What about for those people that don't qualify for the tax credits? The individuals that retired, and they retired pretty well off, but maybe not as well off as they would like, they've seen a 76% increase, but they make too much money for the tax credit. Mm-hmm. Those individuals are being hurt. We are trying to bring the free market back to healthcare.
But there have been studies, one out of Georgetown University in 2012, that found out that in states where, for example, where they allowed out-of-state insurers to come in into their local markets, into their state markets, and they opened the state lines, essentially, no insurer came in. Zero. Zero of them came in because it was just too expensive for them to set up their new networks in these states. So when given the opportunity to compete, insurers declined that. So isn't that kind of a problem?
Well, I'm not saying that I'm in a healthcare business. Unfortunately, I have entered into it by being a member of Congress. That doesn't make me an expert into it. But I do know for a fact Obamacare is driving up costs each and every day. If we create an environment for competition to come back in and thrive, we will see that the private sector will bring down cost. We just always do. It's what happens.
Well, Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, and I'd be welcome to come on anytime.